Now I would like to introduce Beata. And Michaela, are you coming up too? No, just Beata. Okay, Beata is really an extraordinary woman, as you can see, with the same generation, with the same dinosaurial situation, who didn't expect this particular lease of life in this area. And she has been running programs in Vienna, trying to raise things in the EU through Austria, and has had many really interesting summits in Vienna where they've brought school children, where you've brought legislators, educators, just fantastic, and so many different campaigns. We're all wearing, some of us have been lucky enough to get their logo to wear, and Beata, please tell us what you're doing now. I know we don't have any time, but we want to hear everything you're doing.
Okay, I will try. Thank you so much, Susie, and I'm really very enthusiastic to being there, and I really want to congratulate you to this summit and to these issues. And as Susie said, being a feminist from the very first moment, as everybody can see, I would have never thought that this will be an issue in 40 years then. This makes me sad, but this gives me power as well. I would like to give you a brief report what we're doing in Austria, and I will have the same problem as many, many ladies before. Yeah. So, initiatives and measures we do. I am a professor of psychology and psychotherapy for many, many years, and a women's health researcher. And women's health was always for me an issue, a feministic issue, concentrating on the female body, of course. 10 years ago, I had the pleasure to be now responsible for the health of women in Vienna. So we do have a political program, a women's health program, adopted by all political parties, also the conservatives, which is nice. I don't know why, but it worked this way. And the thing is that we do have public money to do the things we think that they are very, very of importance. I just thought to Michaela, I have to excuse for pink. We will change this pattern. But all our materials are designed in this because it used to be a color I like myself, so I'm sorry for that. Now you have to see a little bit pink. So Austria, in the heart of Europe, very small, about 8.3 million inhabitants. Vienna, the only capital with 1.7 million inhabitants. And what we see, we have exact numbers that the numbers of eating disorders are rising up, and also the numbers of patient having to be cured in hospitals rised within the last years 7 times. So it's really a big mental health and a physical and a medical, becoming a medical issue as well. So body politics is, of course, one of the issues we care for, but not only that, we also care for other things. So we also care for violence in the health sector. We do health programs with homeless women, disabled women, etc., etc. But body politics is one of our hot issues. What is the aim? But the aim is addressing this as a serious public health issue. So all the profession in the health system, we involve in this because we need them all. And we do have a lot of education and of training in university as well as in kindergarten schools and in school doctors and psychologists, psychotherapists. We haven't been aware so as a seen this as a political issue as well. And we have a lot of prevention programs, and we concentrate on 3 levels, on the policy level and on the expert level and on the client level. On the client level, we run since many, many years a toll-free hotline, helpline, where we try to help the parents, the mothers, the friends, and of course the clients on eating who suffer on eating disorders. We do a lot of conferences, as Susie said, They are quite, we are for that quite often in the television and in the press, so we are quite famous for the things we do. And also accepted, I must say. There are some impressions. Susie, there comes you, but there are impressions of the conference. We were very, very happy. I think two or three times she has been with us, and Vienna likes really Susie, and we are very happy she to have her with her. There you see the conference hall, and there you see that our minister and our councillor of health and social affairs is always there, but also the director of all the public hospitals of Vienna. So we really try to bring the important people together. That's what about, and we all know that. And because we don't want to happen this, we designed this logo, which we spread to teenagers and experts, and you can have this, and you can, we mail this also to you, because one can order this by, on our homepage. And of this public initiative, the Executive City Council of Health and Social Affairs is one of the initiators, and also me, of course. And we do have in this initiative pop singers and international models, two very famous ones in Austria, a big Austrian model agent, as well as, which is important, an Austrian Advertising Council. We belong to this. And also the president of the Vienna Business Chamber is a member of this initiative. And one label we have, because Austria is so small and we don't have fashion labels, we import them from international. And we have two, three fashion designers who also signed up with our initiative. Nobody is perfect is the name of this initiative, and we want also, and what we what the aim is to make a social move supporting diversity in female body shapes with these companies and with these corporations, and also with many NGOs we do. And what we have done so far is we formulated a declaration of intent. As we heard, as you all do, communication healthy images of women, healthy models on catwalks, encouraging clothing size 34, supporting campaigns to modify unhealthy beauty images, and implementing all these intentions in their own working environment. And this is the logo. Help yourself. We have brought quite many to take with you home. And what have we reached so far? We need more success. We all need more. But we have about 50,000 badges distributed. 1,000 declarations are signed up. And we have now changed the Austrian advertising self-regulatory system. And we have top designers who have done their fashion shows under our label. We also work with the young designers, and we are quite often in TV talks and in regular media reports. And the designers, yes, but the beauty surgeons don't like us at all. Other some impressions of things we do, and I now would like to at the end to change the issue a little bit. We are also very, very strugglesome and very enthusiastic, or very, very offended by the coming up beauty surgery of the female genital. And because we do have in Austria a law on FGM, which forbids it, based on this law, now it's more or less forbidden now for surgeons to do the female genital surgery, because it's harmful, and our law is forbidden FGM, so female genital mutilation, because it's harmful. So the we are quite successful because the Austrian Society of Obstetrics and Gynecology, then they don't dare to do it anymore. And I'm quite often invited to talk on conferences. So they are a bit afraid now to really to go on with this. And so also for that, I'm a very unliked person in Austria, but I'm quite proud of this success. So I just want to say that this also should be an issue, that beauty surgery, and especially this, is harmful and unethical, and we address it very loud. Also, the Vienna Chamber of Doctors is with us now. So this is also a thing we follow up. Now, what do we plan for in this year? We will design a task force against obesogenic environment and body norms. We would like to come out with a charter for Austria, where all these aspects have to be in it. The medical, because we get thick or thin, and all this is made up by fashion, and all this is made up by industries, and it's all about money. And for that, we want to bring all these aspects together within one declaration. This will start next week when I go home. We will do a student contest, creating advertising campaigns in their schools, because we want to think them about beauty norms and about these harmful norms, and we want to ask them for ideas how we can react to that, and the best ideas then we will realize in these schools together with our minister and together of education as well as on health. So far, that's a report from Austria. Thank you very much for your attention.